When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm so distracted by all of your posters.
Welcome back to Alyssa Explains It All. Happy end of October. I'm sad about October ending. It's my favorite month of the year, and unfortunately, I filled it too much with working as Spirit Halloween, so I didn't really get to enjoy it that much. I'm sad. I'm sad about it. But I'm very lucky I got to hang out with producer Matt. I came up to his house.
Hey.
And we went to this haunted... it's a whole bunch of stuff. There's a haunted house, there's a haunted corn maze, and there's a haunted hayride. I screamed at every single one.
Arasafa Farms or the Bates Motel and Hayride, depending on what you Google, if you live in the Philly, Delaware County arena.
Yeah, it was so cool. And then this morning we went to a little orchard and there was like lots and lots of pumpkins, like a little petting zoo. And then on our way home, we saw Sammy Cimarelli with her very sweet son Bray. We went and said hi because actually Matt just like lives literally 10 minutes away from her, which is crazy.
Yeah.
So we went and said hi to her for a little bit. So it was a really nice past 2 days. It was a good time.
It was a very fun time. Before we dive into October stuff, though, I've had something that I've been sitting on that I wanted to read to Alyssa. Now, when you do a podcast, you get emails from a million and one people who say that they can make your podcast more popular.
Sure.
And for the most part, I ignore these. But this person was so persistent and emailed literally every day since October 16th. And the emails are so insane that they almost fit into a spooky, ooky Halloween episode.
I am scared. I have no idea what they are.
So the first email says, "Hi, Alyssa. I found Alyssa Explains It All on Spotify. Love what you're doing. It's a breath of fresh air in the TV and film space."
Okay.
So they're not listening to us. "I was surprised that the show was ranked so low based on the quality of your content. I recently helped Whitney, the host of Women Woken, go from 632 to 4,684 in just 120 days by ranking her page number one on Apple. Curious if you've ever thought about using data-driven podcast SEO to increase your discoverability in ranking your show higher on Apple and Spotify."
That's so many like words that are just not colloquial English that just like make me laugh so much, like boosting your SEO and whatever, like all that stuff. It's like, I don't have the energy for that.
So approximately like 2 or 3 days later, I get this email. "Hi, Alyssa. Agent here following to see if my last message got through."
Their name is Agent?
No, I think that they forgot to do the thing where they
changed. Oh, okay. Amazing.
"Like any master spy, I'm on a crucial mission, but I get it. Your life can be busy. Let me know if you're open to learning how I can help podcasts grow 5 to 10K downloads a month in 6 months without relying solely on social media targeting high profile guests and word of mouth. If you're not interested, no worry. Just let me know and I'll disappear like an enigmatic secret agent."
What the fuck?
Yeah. We're not done.
What the hell? These are so funny. Wait, secret agent. How did we get there?
That's the second email.
Okay.
So the third email came in a week later and said, "Hi, Alyssa. Still not sure if my mission is complete, but I'm sure that you've been swamped and busy. I know that you probably get pitched more times than a hot girl sitting at a bar."
Jesus.
That's when I was like, I'm done with this guy.
Yeah.
So let me explain how to grow your education-based podcasters like yourself to 10K downloads a month without relying on promoting. So, and it's just the same.
Yeah.
We do this thing. But like every email just got increasingly weird. "Alyssa, I've attempted to reach out to you about growing your show 10K monthly downloads, but I've had no success."
Oh my God.
"Insert sad emoji face here. Either you've been eaten by alligators or you're just plain swamped."
What the hell is this?
"If you haven't been eaten by alligators, my deepest sympathy goes out to you and your family. If you're still alive, one of the following is more likely to happen. Pick one response and let me know what my next step should be. Yes, I've been eaten by alligators. Please send flowers to my loved ones. No, I haven't been eaten by alligators, but you may wish that I have been because I have decided that I have no interest in learning how I could grow my show 5 to 10K downloads per month.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry that you suck. Thanks for all the honesty.
I'm sorry that you suck?
Yeah. Thanks for all the honesty, Alyssa. I think I can handle it. Or, yes, I'm interested in finding more about how you could help podcasters like myself.
This is psychotic and also low-key genius and so funny. I'm going to pitch. This is how I'm going to pitch brands in the future.
And then the most recent one was, just me waiting on your reply, hoping that I'm not barking up the wrong tree to a podcast who has zero interest in finding new ways to grow their audience.
Jesus Christmas. This man is crazy. And we don't even actually know if it's a man or a robot or a lady.
Whatever it is.
It's agent.
And now it's like it's renewed. Like the one that came in yesterday was like, Alyssa, help give me 5 minutes to show you how I took a podcaster. Like,
oh,
it's just.
Oh my God. It's also like, how are they getting my email address? And, well, I guess, yeah.
They're not. They're getting
it.
My email address.
Oh, is
These
it?
Are
it's
coming,
coming
to
you?
My personal emails.
Shut the fuck up. That is incredible. That is incredible.
I've been sitting on that for like a month.
Oh,
I'm like,
my
I'm just going to see how many I can.
The alligators is really good.
The alligators one is insane.
That's really good. That's
but
amazing.
Speaking of people that are psychotic,
yeah,
it's Halloween. It's literally Halloween. When this episode comes out, it is Halloween.
Is Halloween on a Tuesday?
It's on a Tuesday.
Oh, okay. I have that party that I'm going to is on a Tuesday, apparently. I'm going to it actually on Halloween. My wonderful brother, sister, and their significant others all pitched in to get tickets for me and John to go to this like really nice Halloween party in the city, and it's at the McKendrick Hotel, and I love that hotel already because it's like super vintage, and like they do this thing called Sleep No More, which is I think it's Hamlet.
Okay.
Hamlet, and it's acted out through various floors in various rooms of the hotel.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so you buy your ticket and you have to like go into, like they suggest you go with someone else and split so that everyone gets the full story, like when you come together at the end, like because you're getting bits and pieces as you go. It's really cool. I haven't done it yet, but I've heard it's very cool. I really would like to do that at some point. And so they're doing this Halloween party, and I'm so excited for it. It's also, the theme is monsters. And so everyone goes like really in for their costumes. So I need to figure out what I'm going to do exactly. I thought at first, I was like, maybe I could do something cool, like prosthetic wise. But if it's really hot in there.
Yeah. See, that's my big battle with Halloween a lot of the time. Is like, I don't want to be wearing shit on my face.
Right.
I don't want contact. So I always have to try to figure out like, what is a costume that I can have glasses on?
Mm-hmm.
And also not have shit on my face.
Right, right.
So essentially it's, what can I dress up like that looks like me?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to figure it out. I have to do some noodling on it. And I have to figure out like something that John would also be down to do with me. Because he's not like, he doesn't get like that dressed up for Halloween. Like he likes to do something. Like for another party, we're going to be Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy. Hilarious.
See,
I'm so excited for that. But yeah, so I'm excited. I'm excited to do like the rest of my Halloween stuff. And I just can't wait to not be working at Spirit anymore. I'm exhausted.
It's also tough because like there's not, especially if you're doing like old school monsters, there's not that many female old school monsters. It's like the Bride of Frankenstein, the daughter of Dracula, which no one remembers at all. And like just generic ass witches. Like there's not like a ton of options.
You don't have to be like a character necessarily. I guess I could be just like a vampire if I want to.
You could be like a succubus.
Yeah, I could be a succubus. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I have to like do some. They made like a Pinterest board, so I don't know. I'll just stare at that until something comes to me.
But I think like you're like me. You want to do the costume that no one else would possibly be doing at the party to kind of be like, oh my God, they
Look
came up
them.
With this.
Yeah,
you're like, what's like a local folklore that I could pull from that no one else is thinking about?
Right, exactly.
Well, you could be Ichabod Crane and the Headless Horseman.
Ooh, actually. One of us can be the headless horseman and one of us can be the horse.
There you go.
That's actually really funny.
You're the front of the horse and John is the back of the horse and the horseman.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's so funny.
There's a way to build that. I don't know if you can pull it off in 7 days, but.
Oh my God. I can't believe it's so soon. It's like I've realized that, especially towards the end of the month, I like have no idea what day it is. So I've like committed myself to all of these plans, but I have no fucking clue what day anything is. So I need to like write it all down and make sure that I already know that I double booked one thing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to figure that out. But it's just, I don't know. I love this time of year and I deeply regret making myself really busy during it because it would just have been so nice to be able to like really enjoy it all. Like until the past couple of days, I didn't really spend enough time outside to really feel how like crispy and fall is it is outside. And like it smells like leaves and there are beautiful leaves and trees all over the place. Like actually the end of October is my favorite because the trees get like super red and like very orange and it's just stunning. I love it.
So let me frame a question for you.
Sure.
Because I feel like post-Circle, your life has been very different.
Yeah.
And it's been busy.
Yeah.
So let's go back.
Sure.
Before you went to California, before the Circle. So your entire life up before, say, 2019.
Okay.
What are some of the like, ooh, it's October 29th or 30th. Like Halloween is just a couple days away. What are things that you're like absolutely checking off the checklist when you're just kid at home with his with their parents? And no real like hardcore responsibilities just yet. Oh, so you can do Halloween so nice. The way you want to do Halloween.
Well, we've already done apple picking at that point.
Okay.
So we would have lots of fresh apples that we can bake things into. So we like a good like baking moment. I'm a baker more than like my mom does not bake. Like she does not like it. She doesn't enjoy it at all.
Yeah.
But I like it. So I would probably be baking something. And I think just in general, what I liked so much about the time of year is like it's cooling down and everybody's like down to be inside and like watch a movie and stuff like that. So like when Hocus Pocus 2 came out last year, yes, it was last year.
Yeah.
I bought so much like Halloween themed snacks and I made this like beautiful charcuterie board and the charcuterie board was like a shape of a coffin. Like I did the whole nine and it was so fun. And like that made it really feel like fall to me. And I think just like reading a nice cozy fall book, like having literally all of the things that I normally do just be like fall version. Yeah. It helps a lot. Even like this is so silly, but like changing the soap in my bathroom to smell like fall.
Oh,
very important. I have to be fully submerged in it to really get it.
And no, I think that's fair.
Last fall especially, I don't know if it's because it was my first like full year back in New York. When the fall came around, I was loving fall so much. Like part of my French, but I wanted to shove leaves up my ass. I was like, this is amazing.
I was only in LA for 6 months of my life. Mm-hmm. But it was during fall and early winter.
Yeah.
And like just in those 6 months, the following year, I was like, I miss this so, so much.
Yes.
Yeah. Like
there's something about the fall too that just has like.
In this like northeast side of the country, it's perfect. This is the perfect area for fall.
Yes. It's like just magical. It just is. It's like, I think I've appreciated more since coming back from LA, like the change of seasons and how cool it is to see the earth just kind of like know what to do.
Yeah.
And that part is very cool too.
You learn to appreciate the different things that those seasons entail. Like
100%.
Like I don't like winter. I don't like cold and snow, but it's like, I've learned to appreciate you know what? I'm going to put on like a goofy little Christmas rom-com. I'm gonna make some peppermint tea. I'm gonna light a fire and I'm just gonna like have a cozy little evening inside.
So good.
You know what I mean? Like as a teenager, I didn't focus on that. I was like, I don't know. I just want to watch like my Christmas movies and call it a day. And it's like, no, there's like a real comfort in watching. Like I love the dumb Netflix, like The Night Before Christmas, spelled K-N-I-G.
Yes. Oh my God. I remember that from last year. It's like, so funny. But those are the things that I miss about like doing in the fall too. It's like those like little things. Like even I would always go back and watch the fall or like Halloween episodes of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
So like going back and watching like the Slutty Pumpkin episode of How I Met Your Mother. And like any Halloween episodes of like Friends or like The Office has really funny Halloween episodes. And I love that. Like it just like really submerging myself in the whole season is so, I just love it. So I got to do some of it, but not enough. And I also, there was one day where I just had like a little menti bee, couldn't handle life.
Yeah.
had to go and remove myself. And it actually was really nice. I went to like the Roosevelt State Park, which is not very far from me. And it was beautiful. It was beautiful. I sat like by a lake and I sat in a tree and there were like these gorgeous leaves everywhere. And the weather was just like perfect and breezy and that was another moment where I was like, oh my God, it finally feels like fall.
Yeah. You got to do my Halloween tradition.
Which one?
Going to the Arasafa is like every year I do that in October. That's like the one thing that I try to find the hour and a half that I need to do. Halloween has turned into like, I try not to have work. Like I've used work vacation days, whatever. I try not to work the day of Halloween to the best of my ability. And I have a little like horror movie marathon for myself until trick-or-treaters arrive. Mm-hmm. And it's almost gotten to the point where it's like, nope, these are the movies that I watch. Yeah. Like it's not even like, ooh, which ones will I watch in October? It's like, nope, I'm going to watch these.
The same ones.
And I just will do... There's a comfort in doing the exact same thing 100%. On a specific day every year.
What are your movies that you watch?
So I weirdly will watch the original Halloween earlier in the month.
Okay.
Because I want to watch Halloween H2O on Halloween.
Okay.
Because that's my favorite of the films. I will watch Scream. I get fall vibes from Scream in a big way. And then every once in a while, there'll be like one new one that I mix in there. Coco usually is my kickoff movie.
Oh, that's cute.
Like, because it's like, okay, I'm going to have like good wholesome vibes before we get into like the scary, spooky stuff.
Yeah.
My friend actually made a bunch of really good, like low independent Halloween horror movies recently that I've been trying to rotate them in and out. Texas Chainsaw Massacre gets watched every Halloween. Mm-hmm. That's like a must Halloween day watch. Mm-hmm. And there's this, you know, the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer like stop motion thing.
Mm-hmm.
They made a Halloween one called the Mad Monster Party.
They did?
Yeah, and it's all stop motion puppets of all of the famous Universal monsters.
Aww.
And they're on, it's literally the plot of Hotel Transylvania 3. It's all of them on a cruise ship together.
Oh my God.
And it's old, it's from the 60s. So Phyllis Diller is the voice of the Bride of Frankenstein, which is hysterical to me.
I wanna see it.
It's so cheesy, it's so low budget, it's so dumb. But it is like, but it's like when the trick-or-treaters start showing up, I'm like, this is what I'm going to put on. Cause it's like a G-rated wholesome thing that the kids have probably never seen.
Yeah.
And my experience seeing it was after trick-or-treating, going to my uncle's house who would do these big elaborate Halloween displays. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure in my brain, it was like, oh, it was 11 at night. I'm sure it was like 7.
Yeah.
But they turned on the TV and this was on some random channel. And I just was like, what is this?
Oh, that's like a core memory.
Yeah. And I never knew the name of it until maybe like 10 years ago. I found out the name. And like bought the DVD and watched it. I'm like, this is really bad, but it still feels really like warm and fuzzy to watch it.
Yeah, like, I totally get that. I made a list of cozy fall movies.
Ooh.
So I'm going to read some of them. So get your pens and papers out because
Sleepy Hollow.
I love the Tim Burton Sleepy Hollow movie so much. I live very, very close to Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah.
So that's really exciting for me.
Oh, I'll throw that out real quick. I do also make sure that I watch the Disney animated Legend of Sleepy Hollow. I think it's the best thing that they've ever
produced.
It's
so good.
The animation is insane. But yes, continue with your fall list.
Okay, so also on my fall list, Little Women. I don't know why. It gives me fall vibes.
I hear that either put in fall or Christmas.
Yeah, well, it has like Christmas vibes too. Practical Magic is my kickoff though.
Watched it for the first time this year.
What are your thoughts? Because it's funny, when I watched it with John, and this was the first time he watched it, it actually occurred to me that it's kind of a bad movie.
Oh, it's a very bad movie.
But
fun.
But it's so cozy and like so... I don't know.
My biggest strike against the movie, and this isn't a spoiler because it happens in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock's husband's death is insane.
Yeah. Oh, it's ridiculous.
Like he avoids the Tour de France coming down the middle of the street, but there's a truck behind them going at full speed that doesn't see him. Like, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
A lot of it doesn't make sense. And I've read the book. I haven't read the full series, but I've read the book and like... It's literally nothing like the book.
Nothing like the
book. Not even a little bit. I was like, this isn't even the same story. It's like vaguely the same characters, but the book like just obviously makes more sense.
Yeah. But it was fun. I would watch it again. I could see that becoming an October tradition.
It's a good one. And it's also like a mix of rom-com energy and also kind of silly and like stupid sometimes.
Yeah.
And also like, I don't know. It's just, I love that movie so much. And so that's always going to be on my fall list. Matilda.
Ooh, okay. I wouldn't immediately say fall movie, but I'm into it.
Yeah. It's when you watch it, it is a fall. Like, it takes place in the fall.
Well, because you're starting school.
Yeah. So I love that one. The Craft. We love The Craft.
Oh, yeah.
The first time I watched The Craft, it was like not that long ago. It was a couple years ago. And I was like, why am I scared?
Do you remember there was a time I was trying to get you to come out this way, because there's a drive-in movie theater in the Pocono Mountains, which is like a good 2 hours from here, and they were doing the Nev Campbell double feature at the drive-thru, and it was The Craft and Scream back-to-back.
Yeah.
And it was like $10 for a ticket. Ugh, I was like, you got to come. So you got to come. You got
to
come. And we could not...
Couldn't get it to work.
It was awesome. I went by myself. I was like, this is great.
Oh, I wish. When Harry Met Sally. Love a good rom-com. Clue.
Ooh. I have argued that Clue is weirdly a perfect October movie.
It is a perfect October movie. It's great. The Goonies. I don't know why that's a fall
We were
movie.
Talking about this last night. Yeah. I don't know what season or even where the movie takes place, but it feels like New England in the fall to me.
Yeah, it does. It does. You've Got Mail.
Okay.
I fucking love You've Got Mail. It's a rom-com that takes place in the fall in New York City about bookstores.
Which is so funny because it's a remake of a Christmas movie from
is
the
it?
50s. Yeah, it's
no
a remake
way.
Of Little Shop Around the Corner.
Oh, that's so funny.
It's very, it's very different.
Yeah.
But Shop Around the Corner, it's a Jimmy Stewart Christmas movie
mm-hmm.
where he works at this little shop around the corner
mm-hmm.
and they bring in this new employee and him and the new employee immediately dislike each other. But he's also writing letters to a girl that he responded to a letter in the newspaper. And then mm-hmm. they find out that they've been writing to
this
each other.
This is like the modern version of
the
it.
The modern, yeah. So they updated it. They made it a little bit more interesting because, like, you know, You Got Mail. It's like competing.
Yeah.
Not just like co-workers.
Right,
but.
Right. Oh, that's cute. Like, this is kind of a weird choice, but Dead Poets Society. I love that movie.
No, that's, again, that's fall. That's start of
the
year.
It's so cozy until the end, and then I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, Captain, my Captain.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that actually, the end is good, but like when...
You're talking about the suicide.
Yeah, like the actual suicide. I was like, I was so convinced it was such a cozy movie, and I'm watching it with John, and he's like, do you still think it's cozy? Because he thought it was weird that I was saying that, and I was like, oh.
One scene does not take away the coziness of an entire movie.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't seen the new Haunted Mansion, but the old one I love. Yeah.
See, I haven't seen the new one either. The only Haunted Mansion movie I liked was, of course, The Muppets Haunted Mansion.
Oh my God. I like the Eddie Murphy one. I think it's like fun and silly, and it has like gothic Victorian vibes because of like the,
you know,
the
who agrees
there.
With you?
Who?
Gelsey.
Really?
Gelsey loves
I
the
love
Eddie
it.
Murphy Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
I watched it once. I love that ride too much. So I was just like...
The ride is so good.
You realize that you are surrounded by the four paintings in this upstairs area?
Wait. Oh my God. Oh my... That is so funny.
And behind the TV?
Oh my God. That is hilarious.
Yeah, I... Probably should move that one over here, to be honest, so that it's officially on the four walls. But
that
yeah, I tried
so
to I tried to decor my house. Those were the first things I hung, were the Haunted Mansion posters in the corners.
That's so cool. I love that. All right, next one is Addams Family.
Perfect.
Arsenic and Old Lace, which is an old
good
one.
Movie.
It's a good movie. It's a little long though.
I mean, a lot of those old movies are.
I was like, this feels like it could have been. It was giving me the vibe of could have been an email. Like, it could have been 90 minutes, and for some reason
it's
2 hours.
It's 2 hours and some change, I think.
Yeah,
it's
so
long.
It has to be one that you're okay with, like, sort of.
But it's fun. It's
a
nice little goof. It's
yeah,
very
it's black
much
and white.
It's like early. It's like Clue, but in the 40s.
Yeah, yeah. Rocky Horror.
Perfect.
Beetlejuice, which again I watched this year and I hadn't watched in a while. And when I watched it this year, I was like, this is really not appropriate for kids. I thought it was more appropriate for kids than it actually is. And like, obviously Beetlejuice and Lydia being so young and like them having this like whatever fake marriage, I guess that's always kind of gross, like Michael Keaton and Winona Ryder. But I don't know.
So Beetlejuice was my first favorite movie as a mm-hmm. child. I watched that and Pee-wee's Big Adventure like nonstop as a kid.
Yeah.
And my mom tells the story all the time. I was 4 years old. We were at the park
mm-hmm.
and I said, Mom, look, I'm Beetlejuice. And she was like, I thought you were going to like sing the Banana Boat song or something, but you ran up to a tree, kicked it with all your might and yelled nice fucking model at the top of your lungs.
Oh my God.
And then
God.
Grabbed your crotch and went honk honk. And she's like, and I just like grabbed you and ran you
oh
back to the car.
God. Oh
she's
my God.
She was like,
God.
I never went to that park again. There was
oh
like a park
God.
Filled with families. And I'm just like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
This was, see, it's a really inappropriate movie. that's incredible. Of course, any Tim Burton, Corpse Bride, Nightmare Before Christmas, duh. Ghostbusters.
Classic.
And then like Hocus Pocus. I watch Hocus Pocus constantly.
My friend talks about this all the time. it's fine, but it doesn't need to be on Freeform every day for the month of October. Yeah. Like, there's other options.
There are definitely other options. And, like, I've just seen it so many times that a lot of the times I feel like when I'm watching it, I almost have this, like, background noise.
Yeah.
Comfort background noise, but, like, I'm not really
engaged. I have not sat down, shut off the lights, and watched Hocus Pocus in probably
years. I did it the
years.
Day of my mentee bee. Yeah. That day I did it. And then, okay, then I have a very, very, very short section for TV shows.
Is it just Gilmore Girls multiple times?
Obviously Gilmore Girls. literally, oh my God, yesterday in the car, or maybe it was the day before yesterday, Monday, I was in the car with my sister and I had my cousins in the back seat, and we were driving to Trader Joe's, and we were driving through like all of these little streets that had so many trees, and they looked so like the whole, I don't know what it was about that drive, was it was beautiful. And my sister is like, where you lead,
I will follow anywhere.
And I was like, da, 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 da. I was doing the background.
Well, so I know I got you into the Gilmore guys. Yeah. I cannot listen to that theme and not do some of Kevin's little like,
yeah,
toot toot. Like, yeah. When they say like it's the train part, it's so infectious.
It's so funny.
Listen to the Gilmore guys podcast.
Yeah. Everybody. Oh God. They're so funny. Scooby-Doo. I think it's a good, like, not scary, like, just vibes.
Yeah.
The Order. I started The Order on Netflix. I haven't, like, gotten that far into it. Similarly, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, the Netflix version. Yeah. Holy shit. No, it's not Netflix, I don't think. I think it was CW. Yeah.
No,
was
The
it?
Chilling Adventures of Sabrina was Netflix show.
I remember when the show was coming out, and everyone was like, damn, this is a lot. But yeah. And then I was like, I'm sure it is, but I'm also, I don't know. I didn't think it was... Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's like actually low-key kind of scary. Like they have like...
I just think that it never hits the peaks that the first season was. Like the first season is really, really good. Mm-hmm. And I felt like the following seasons weren't as fun for me.
I'm only in the first season. I think I'm just about to finish the first season.
It's a delight.
It's so good. It's so good. And it still has like school, but like a dark academia vibes. Like I like that. And then was there any other show?
I mean, there's something I think you've got a big gaping hole in that list.
What?
All of the Mike Flanagan Netflix stuff.
Oh my God.
Haunting of Hill House, Haunting of Bly Manor, Midnight Mass, Midnight Club. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched Fall of the House of the Usher yet, but I'm told it's amazing.
So I've watched two episodes of it, and all the people that I know who love Mike Flanagan as much as I do are loving it, and I don't know, I'm not into it yet. I think I need more time with it.
I haven't sat down and watched it yet.
It's very different.
I watched the first two episodes of the Goosebumps show that Disney Plus made, and that was like shockingly brutal.
I want to see that too.
Like for a Disney Plus show, I'm like, oh, they're like not shying away from the dark material of this.
Well, so this list was primarily just like cozy, cozy stuff. So like I would never put, for me and you, Mike Flanagan is cozy, but it's probably not.
I would still argue Bly Manor is weirdly cozy as all hell. Because it's a gothic love story.
Yes.
It's a love story with ghosts. It's not a scary story.
Gothic love story and also lesbian.
Yep. Lesbian gothic love story.
And I love that. It was like, it just, I don't know. It's such a good story. It's so beautiful. Everything he does, like I just, I'm obsessed
home
with.
Runs.
Home runs every time. Every time. Even like his movies too, like
Hush
is incredible. I was trying to find it recently. It is not streaming on literally anything.
So listen, I'm gonna get on my very quick pedestal. People make fun of my basement. You've seen it now in person.
Oh, it's wild.
I have a lot of DVDs.
Yeah.
But I never have to worry about those DVDs disappearing on the internet and not being able to watch them during the season.
I couldn't believe it. This was like a few weeks ago. I couldn't find it.
Yeah. I don't think it's available on DVD. I think it was made for Netflix, and then Netflix pulls stuff, and it's like, but you produced it, so no one can ever...
Right.
This is how media gets lost forever, and then you just sound like a crazy person talking. I will say two other ones that I would throw on that list for nice fall vibes.
Mm.
I made you watch one of them last night, The Frighteners.
Yeah, that was really good.
Very fun movie for me.
Yeah.
And there's a movie that I only saw once. I saw it at a film festival. It's now available on Amazon Prime, and it's called The Vast of Night.
Okay.
And it takes place in the 1950s, but it's a new movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the intention was the guy wanted to make a feature length Twilight Zone.
Oh,
so
fun.
Like it literally opens in a living room of a house that's clearly from the 50s, like tube television. And the TV just turns on and it's like the narration of like a Twilight Zone as you like zoom slowly into
the
TV.
Cool.
And then it just becomes this episode. And it's basically in the 1950s. There's this big high school football game. Everybody in town is at the high school football game except mm-hmm. for two people. Mm-hmm. A girl who is a telephone operator, so she's moving the like little...
Yeah, the little plugs.
The little plugs. Yeah. And a guy who works as a DJ at the local radio station. And the two of them start getting alien frequencies coming through.
Ooh, spooky ooky.
But they're so far from where everybody else is that mm-hmm. it's just like a race against time of like... How do we warn the town
that they're coming,
that aliens are coming for us, and we have no modes of transportation or anything because we're just in the middle of nowhere outside of town.
Ooh, I love that.
It's really fun. It's really well done. And I mentioned him. I should shout him out. Chris LaMartina, my friend from Maryland, made two films that I don't think are streaming anywhere. You have to buy them off of him. Mm-hmm. WNUF Halloween Special and the Out There Halloween Megatape. Mm-hmm. Both of them are designed to feel like you found a random VHS tape from a Goodwill.
So cool.
Where someone had like taped a Halloween special. So we shot WNUF takes place in 1987 and Out There Halloween Special takes place in 1994. And he recreated 90s commercials and 80s commercials, and you have to sit through the commercial breaks, and like,
yeah,
it's very ingrained in those time periods. So yeah. WNUF special, you're literally watching the late night news.
I love it.
Waiting for like their Halloween special where their one reporter is going to go into a haunted house with paranormal investigators and try to like communicate with a ghost, and things go horribly wrong.
Of course.
And the Out There Halloween special is you literally watch like a Ricky Lake style talk shows Halloween episode, and then the tape is like 2 years in the future.
Yeah.
And the host is now like a washed up person who's doing like this alien autopsy type special for like a Fox network.
Wow.
It's the way he does them are so interesting and so cool. Yeah. So definitely check those out. A lot of the people that I podcast with are in it.
That's so cool.
So yeah, those are good movies, very ingrained in my Octobers now because they're just very well made.
Yeah.
Now we have one very quick announcement.
Yes. Okay. So through the holidays, so like through November and December, we're going to do the podcast only every other week. So it'll be like twice a month basically, instead of every week. Just to like kind of get a little space between, and I think like
revamp a little bit.
Like I think we had tried to do this a little bit like a couple of months ago, and I don't know, I just like couldn't really nail what I wanted to do. So I think just having a little space will help, and we're gonna like really, I don't know, we need a revamp for sure.
I think what I can say is that the show will be the same but different.
Yeah, like I want it to be, it'll always be the same vibes because it'll always be like me and it'll always be you, but I think just having like actual segments would be fun, and a little bit more like interactive in some way would be great. So I don't know. We're going to figure it all out. And I'm very grateful for producer Matt because he has a big juicy brain and he's going to help me figure it out.
Yeah. We sat down and pitched a couple ideas. Yeah. I think you can expect the same great sex education content. You'll also get a lot of the great like non-sex educator content of like talking with people just about their dating experiences and their life, and like that'll be there. But I think that there will be a little bit more of like current event conversation. Just trying to keep like what this show is and like who you are, because that's the one thing is like, as someone who loves you very dearly, you are a multi-level person. And obviously on the surface, the job is the sex educator and all of that. But there's so many other incredible things about you that I think also should get to shine. So like finding a way to like pull from all of that and then, you know, make it where it's like, it's edutainment.
I love it. Yeah, that's what we're aiming for. So yeah, so through November and December, we're going to do every other week. And it'll still be really fun episodes, just a little less of them. And it also gives you an opportunity to go back and listen to some episodes if you haven't caught yourself up. So yeah, and I hope you all have had a wonderful, wonderful October. We're not done with fall, so we still can have all the fall vibes.
Yep.
Get your apple cider, watch some of those cozy movies, bake something cozy, have some tea. Oh my God, tea. I want like a nice cozy tea right now. Oh, there's so many fun things to do. And so I hope you're enjoying all of them. Anything else from you, producer Matt?
No, just check out some of them. I mean, I'm always going to tell people to check out the Joys of Missing Out episode with the Ashley V. Robinson. Yes. Is a personal favorite of mine.
Yeah,
but yeah, just listen to our whole back catalog like 10 times.
Yeah. And if you need some like scary movie your scary movie fix. Matt also does a podcast called Horror Movie Night, and that one's really fun. Like I was listening to them recording yesterday, and they're just cracking up, and it's such a good time. Like you and
you get
the
to listen to
so
one
funny.
Third of the conversation from
yeah.
downstairs,
and it was so funny. Yeah, exactly. Just your side of it. Yeah, so Horror Movie Night, obviously, we're going to listen to that. And also, if you're looking for spooky podcasts, I've been really enjoying Two Girls, One Ghost. That's Ooh. Been a good one. 13 Days of Halloween. Have you listened to 13 Days of Halloween?
No.
Oh, my God. It is so good. They have different seasons, and each season is a different full story, like similar to the way that like Mike Flanagan does his things. The first season, in my opinion, is my favorite because you are... in the shoes of someone who just like shows up at this mansion and mm-hmm. you don't know why you're there. And it's actually Keegan-Michael Key, who is the like butler, and he's showing you around this whole mansion, and you visit all these different rooms in the mansion. And when you visit them, you're visiting the guests that stay there, and they're telling you all of these like crazy, scary stories. And it's so good. And the audio is incredible. Like they say, they recommend to listen to it in headphones. I listen to it in my car, and it's still very cool, but it is especially cool through headphones. That is like, if you want to
definitely giving this a listen,
it's literally like a TV show, but in Love podcast it. Form, and it the quality of the whole thing is just amazing. So
cannot wait. Yeah. That's very exciting.
It's really good.
I'm also going to just throw this quick plug out there, because who knows?
Yeah.
December 8th, I will be doing a 24-hour charity live stream. I'm sure I'll find a way to get Alyssa involved in that. But
yeah.
But we know for a fact that a frequent guest on the show, John Franklin, will be a part of it. Yay. So stay tuned for that. It should be fun. We're raising money for the Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Northern and Central New Jersey, which is a great charity that my friend is a pretty high up in and helps
very specific.
Do. Yeah. But
that's how you know. I feel like when charities are really specific, then you know it's actually like you can see the results of the things that you're donating. And
for
that's
sure.
very cool.
And you will get, like, they were trying to raise money to help a specific little be matched up with a specific big.
Yeah.
So when you donate, you will get updates on, like, when that little has been matched and
yeah.
things about them. So
it's really sweet.
It is a very, it's my favorite thing that I get to do every year.
Yeah,
so
we'll keep reminding you too.
Yay. All right. Well, I guess that's it.
That's all. Talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening. As a reminder, we are always accepting questions about sex ed, about relationships, life advice. We will accept it all. We would love to hear from you. So send us an email to alyssaexplainsitallpod@gmail.com.